MPs have come under fire after they rejected calls to welcome child refugees to the UK. Earlier this week, the House of Lords attempted to force the government to allow 3,000 children who are alone in Europe into the UK. The Labour MP Yvette Cooper was applauded in the Commons for saying the failure to take in children was shameful. However, the Prime Minister insisted it's best to help those in migrant camps in the Middle East.
The crucial point is this. How do we in Britain best help child refugees? We think we help them by taking them from the refugee camps, taking them from Lebanon, taking them from Jordan, taking them when they come to this country. That's what we're doing, and we have a proud record and nothing to be ashamed of.
Amnesty's Patrick Corrigan with us this morning. Morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Steve.
And the journalist Martin Dobney. Morning, Martin.
Hi, sir. Hello.
What do you think, Patrick?
Well, I mean, I think it was extremely disappointing to see so many MPs, including some from Northern Ireland, vote against the proposal to take in these sort of stranded refugee children. Last year, there were something like 95,000 unaccompanied child refugees who applied for asylum in Europe. Europol, Europe's criminal intelligence agency, reckons about 10,000 of these unaccompanied children went missing, disappeared off the radar last year, perhaps into sexual exploitation, prostitution, trafficked for various reasons and subject to violence and abuse. The proposal from Lord Dubs, former Northern Ireland minister, was to really offer a refuge and a rescue to 3,000 of these children who otherwise are really sleeping on the streets, far from their families. They have already fled, you know, war and persecution in places like Syria. They are now stranded without their families. And I think it was the humane and right thing to do to welcome at least some of them into this country and try and share the burden that other European countries are otherwise shouldering.
Martin?
Well, I think, you know, of course, we see the pictures in the media of the kind of doughy-eyed children in life jackets, and we are sold the kind of myth, really, that the people that we should be helping are all like this, when, of course, you know, the truth is, you know, children can be anybody under 18. And, you know, I think what this vote's kind of told us clearly is that the UK's hospitality, you know, has to have some limits. Operationally, logistically, just has to. You know, if we take 3,000 children, and there was a landmark case in January where three Syrian children, who were actually all 16, and an adult of 26, was granted asylum to the UK because they already had refugee brothers in the UK. So I think there are broader concerns about, you know, is 3,000 actually 3,000? And those 3,000 will probably have 6,000 parents and 9,000 siblings. So I think there's a moral argument, which I think it's uncharitable and actually illegitimate to say the Tories somehow don't care. I mean, you know, the Tories spent £3 billion, you know, since 2011 on the Syrian refugee crisis. And I think the focus to repatriate, to educate and to build trade agreements in neighbouring countries such as Lebanon, Jordan and Turkey is the right thing to do.
And I think that ultimately is really abandoning those children who are stranded in Europe, far from their homes and far from their families, to their fate, and to say, yes, we know you're sleeping on the streets, we know you're subject to sexual exploitation, but hey, tough, the UK has had enough and really doesn't want to do any more. If we had taken that attitude during the Second World War, we would never have had the kinder farm at Malyle. We would have turned our backs on those Jewish children then, just as we would have turned our backs on the Asians who fled Amin in Uganda in the 70s and the Cambodians in the 80s. You know, that is sort of a shameful response to what is the biggest refugee crisis of the modern age. And I think that, frankly, need to do better. And I would like to see, when a revised version of this amendment comes back to the Commons next week, I would like to see Northern Ireland MPs stand up and be counted in the yes lobby. Only two of them, Mark Durkin and Lady Sylvia Herman, voted for the amendment this week. Several of them voted against. Well, most of them didn't show up. Well, I would like to see them do rather better next week.
Gavin Robertson, you abstained in this. Why?
Abstained because whilst we understand entirely where Lord Dubs is coming from, we didn't believe that his amendment was quite right, and nor do we think that the government scheme that they announced just last Thursday, it neither had the endorsement of Save the Children, nor have they satisfied us that we have the resources available for whether it's future adoptive parents or fostering parents of where these 3,000 children are going to go. So whilst we haven't been quite there yet, we are actively working with government. I've met with the minister on a number of occasions. I raised on Tuesday last week in Westminster what our ask would be for the children that we're concerned about in Syrian refugee camps and also in Europe, because there will be a solution to this.
Okay.
There will be an appropriate solution, but we need to make sure it best fits the needs of those most vulnerable individuals.
That's the DUP's Gavin Robertson, Patrick Corrigan, Martin Dubney. Thank you very much.